Welcome to Highly Questionable. I'm Pablo Torre. This is Dominique Foxworth. That is Mina Kimes. Let's start.
Do you expect teams to back off from Deshaun Watson after the civil suits filed against him?
So this civil suit story is a real thing. It was unclear what it was at the beginning of the week, and now we have word that, as of taping right now, three civil lawsuits have been filed, all by three different massage therapists that Deshaun Watson had allegedly paid to give him massages, except those massages then veered, per those allegations, into allegations of inappropriate touching, sexual misconduct, sexual harassment. And the lawyer for these therapists, Tony Busby, a Houston area person, a Houston area character, is now saying that three more are on the way. So Deshaun Watson has vigorously denied the first one on Twitter. We await word on the rest of them. He has hired his own high-profile Texas area attorney, Rusty Hardin, another character of note in that world. And now we wait. We wait to see if there are criminal charges associated with the civil claims. And as for the NFL, which is where the discussion really goes next, to me, the NFL does not seem to be policing civil allegations in the way that they do criminal allegations. So that would be one big difference. The other mindset that I assume a lot of teams have just historically is, really, they care about how is this player going to get me in trouble in the future and not the past. And when you have a quarterback who is this valuable, a superstar franchise guy, I have a hard time believing that this is a player that teams still won't be super interested in, even as we wait to see what else around this cloud of allegations emerges next.
I think teams that are already sitting on the fence about giving up a haul might back off. I think other teams probably won't be deterred, which feels horribly cynical to say, but is no more cynical than the fact that as sports analysts, when an athlete is accused by multiple women of sexual assault, our mind does go to this looming trade. Pablo's right, though. The reality is we are waiting for information. The NFL is waiting for information, and the teams are waiting for information. Because these are civil suits, that information will likely determine whether or not Deshaun Watson faces any kind of suspension from the NFL. Until then, some teams will see the possibility of a suspension and think that risk is too great to bear. Other teams will look at it and potentially see value, which is gaulish to say, but is undeniably true regardless of innocence or guilt.
Yeah, it feels like we are obviously waiting, and it feels uncomfortable to comment on all this. Everyone, I feel like talking about this feels a little uncomfortable. If you don't feel uncomfortable, something's wrong with you, because no one knows the facts of this situation aside from Deshaun and the women who are making these accusations. So I'm certainly not one who says we should kind of wait for the facts. While we should wait for the facts, we also should try to extend some faith in the women that are making the accusations, no matter what type of relationship and goodwill we feel like Deshaun Watson has built up with us, because we don't actually know him and we don't know them. So it's uncomfortable to talk about this now because we don't know enough to pass judgments, which is why we end up talking about it from a football angle. And I think it's fair to look at it either way. You can look at it as an opportunity if you are another team, because he may be a player that the Texans will be more willing to move on from. And it's also fair, I think, to look at this and say, well, we don't want this in our locker room. We don't want this as a part of our team. And we don't want to be viewed as the team who welcomes someone who has these type of accusations looming. I tend to believe that the ability to play football kind of trumps all in the NFL. And most teams, fans, media members, owners, general managers, teammates, they'll overlook everything if that man can add value to their team. And there is no one remotely close to Deshaun Watson's ability to add value to a team who is available right now. So I don't see this having any negative impact unless there's some new allegations or some new facts that come out soon. I don't see this having any impact negatively on Deshaun Watson's ability to be traded. Like, no one's going to not want to sign Deshaun Watson, because at the end of it, they'll forgive everything. As sad as that is, there are many examples that we can look to where we see that teams, fans, everyone. I mean, we could look at Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger. I can go down a laundry list. If you can play, they will find a way to forgive you.
Are you cool with Giannis sitting down on the court after he ripped the 76ers and Pablo's heart out?
So as always, I object to the very framework of this question, but there is a video which is worth showing you guys. So here is Giannis. This is how the game is sort of ending. Giannis kind of admittedly dominates as a Giannis might. And there he is putting his tush on the court.
Ooh. There's a minute left too.
Yeah, there was time left. It did not end well for my Sixers. I'll just point this out. Like, on the one hand, I am, of course, gravely offended that Giannis would do that after beating a team that did not have the guy who was there to actually be the anti-Giannis, Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid is hurt. The Sixers are not the Sixers without him, even though Ben Simmons had a triple-double. But that's a lead that's once again buried on this television program. I'll just point this out on the other hand. I don't fear Giannis just because, like, he looks so, like, adorable still. And I know he's a two-time MVP who's 7 feet tall, who could, like, dunk off of no dribbles from the free throw line or from the three-point line even. But, yeah, not intimidated by Giannis. Sorry.
How did you get to that? Like, that wasn't the question. We had no one asked anything about Giannis' intimidation. Question. Like, he sat down in the middle of court. We were wondering if you had a problem with that, and you somehow turned it into admitting that you're scared of him because no one ever volunteered, you know what, I'm not scared of you, when no one asked you in the first place. Like, no one was even bringing that up. And of course I don't have a problem with him sitting down on the court. I don't have a problem if he barks at the bench and points at Joel Embiid or Dwight Howard, the man who was trying to guard him in that situation. Like, I don't have a problem with trash talk. I don't have a problem with showboating. And this is such a mild case of showboating. He sat down.
Yes.
Like, that's exactly what you would want somebody to do in that situation. Take a seat. Like, isn't that something you say someone when you're trash talking? You're like, hey, go have a seat. He had a seat. He was being kind and gracious after putting your team to sleep.
Dominic, I do think somewhere in that incoherent monologue Pablo delivered at the beginning of this that had really nothing to do with the question, there was an astute point, which is for the same reason that he's not intimidated by Giannis.
That's right.
None of us are really offended by him, which I find amusing. Like, he's built up so much goodwill and has such a genial, kind of big, friendly, giant demeanor that he can do something that if another player did might be interpreted as trolling, like sitting down with a minute left or eating a cheesesteak after celebrating a win over the MVP-less 76ers. And everyone's like, oh, Giannis. Oh, he's just at it again. He's so silly. Because he is silly. He's fun. And he looks like he's having fun right now, which is why, while Pablo Torre might not be intimidated by him, I would, if I rooted for a team. Oh, wait, I do root for a team. I am intimidated by him because the Bucks.
Oh, wow. Like Dominique.
Falls apart. It all unravels.
How flimsy this house of cards that is Mina Kimes' Brooklyn Nets fandom just collapsed in front of all of us as she was declaring how incoherent my monologue was.
The Bucks look really good. That's the only point I wanted to make. They've won 10 of the last 11 games. They look like they're having fun. And
pick
it'll
up those
be
cards,
you know,
stack them up on top of each other. They'll stand up real strong again, not to be blown down by the slightest bit of forgetfulness when you don't actually care about the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh man, mid-range J from Giannis. He's got an answer. He can't get to the rim. Playoffs, look out. Game closer. Giannis has an answer with the step back where the ball ends up somewhere around his ear and he gathers it and recklessly shoots it up there. Woo! And gets in. Look great.
You know what the beauty of that mid-range J is? Because they won, we're not talking about the fact that Ben Simmons actually hit a three. We're not even going to play the footage of it. It's like it never happened.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about that. That's not later in the show. He hit a great meaningless three. Let's roll all of his threes. Do we have enough time in the show to roll all of his threes?
How is it possible
How long
that you guys
is this show?
Are trolling
Couple
me
hours?
In exactly opposite directions, but both moving towards the same exact goal?
We're a hell of a team. High five?
Team.
Wrong way. I knew you were going to go the wrong way.
Up next on HQ.
I mean, I just know that there's not a bear on Earth that's catching me. That's all it comes down to. That's what it's all about.
Of course.
You knew it was always going to.
Hey, this conversation was always going to end up here. Can a bear catch Dominique Foxworth?
Of course not.
Do you question if Paul George is just whiny?
I feel so bad for Playoff P. That's the question we give him after a game in which he played well. He's had a good season, but also this happened against Luka Doncic.
Zingas deep triple team. Someone's going to be open.
Like, that would be bad, but that's also not the end of it. This one is the, let me do that. And Luka just, I mean...
Yeah, the two arms. Oh, God.
The three-point stance from one of the Defensive Player of the Year candidates in a normal year is not great. And here is how that same all-star level player handled the media afterwards.
I think a lot of calls not going our way. We're putting a lot of pressure at the rim.
It's insane
that we're not getting these calls. But it is what it is. It's nothing new to me. Hopefully we'll send a bunch of clips in. League's got to take a look at this.
So that doesn't make him look good. I will admit that, but I will also make this case for Paul George. I kind of think it's smart for him to do this. He's going to get clowned on. He'll take all the arrows for saying this, but in the politics of the NBA, he's putting at the very least the Clippers' name out there. They're on notice. The referees are on notice. This is something that he's going to complain about publicly. And yes, will he be fine for referring to everything the refs told him as lies? At another point in that press conference, yes, but I think that might be worth it come playoff time.
Yeah, that's my thing. I was so proud of you, Papa. You nailed all the reels. Like, it was fantastic. First time you went through, you nailed all the videos, you set it up, you gave us great context, and then your take at the end was garbage. I would like the officials to take a look at that. Yeah, I mean, what's the point at that point? I was so proud of you.
His take... in less Pablo-fied terms, was snitching is good. That is literally what he said.
Whoa. He was snitching on the snitches. You're making Paul George a bigger snitch than literal people holding whistles, saying and pointing, you did this wrong, I'm going to punish you for it.
It's not snitching if it's your job. It's not snitching if it's your job.
I would argue that you're the biggest snitch if it's your job. What do you mean? Professional snitches aren't the biggest snitches in the world?
Of course not. That break that whole premise of the idea. But anyway, the point is, what you do in that situation is you have your coach, teammate, you have someone else do that for you. You look like a sore loser, whether it's right or wrong in that situation. Someone else, Ty Lue, comes out there, drops some F-bombs, and does this for you. This is not the position of the player. The player comes out and says, I had to do my best. I'm doing the best I can. I'm working real hard. Yeah, I'm not going to make any excuses. Like, that is the company line. That's what you do at that point. But it is always amazing to me when people who don't look all that athletic do amazingly athletic things to people who we know to be incredible athletes. Like, that just blows my mind. As an old man, I respect young men with an old man game.
Okay, so I just called out Pablo for saying snitching is good, but Pablo-fying it. So I have to call out Dominique for using his own jargon to say Luka is deceptively athletic. You just said that, Dominique. You just said that. I want you to recognize what you just did.
Let's be clear. I did not say he's deceptively athletic. I said he's unathletic. He's doing athletic things. And it's because the way that he looks.
Literally the same thing.
And his jersey.
Literally the same
thing. No definition is the problem. There's no definition.
You can't confuse me with your words and your busy shirt. I saw through that.
Do you question if this guy reacted well under pressure?
I have been given one word for this video, and that word, as always, is Russia. Yep, sounds about right.
Oh, it's a bear?
Dude.
Who's filming this?
Whoever he is, he is the second calmest person. What? Is it wrong of me to be impressed by that man's deceptive speed? Holy Lord. He booked it.
I was surprised by how fast the bear was. Like, that bear was like a three-tech chasing a running back down in the backfield. That bear's got jets.
I feel like that is like the physical manifestation of like the actual Bears franchise chasing after a quarterback, which none of them want them, and they always try to get away. They stand there and look like they're interested, talking on the phone. Then you actually get close to them, and they're like, nah, just playing.
And that guy looks like the actual quarterback that the Bears would end up with.
I mean, I just know that there's not a bear on earth that's catching me. That's all it comes down to. That's what it's all about.
Of course.
You knew it was always going to. Hey, this conversation was always going to end up here. Can a bear catch Dominique Foxworth?
Of course not. I mean, if I, as Pablo, every conversation ends up with, you know, I went to Harvard.
Well, why did it come back around to me? I'm not the one who said I could outrun a bear.
I can't.
All right, Dominique.
Also, Dominique went to Harvard.
Stop it. I went to, never mind.
I'll give you this. I'll give you this. I'll give you this. You might be able to outrun a bear, but in that shirt, it's not going to lose eyes on you.
I don't know. I mean, you put Dominique in like a herd of zebra, really hard to find.
You look less, Snow it's leopard. Not really a zebra. It's not really a cheetah. It's more like a design that like a company would put on something to try to convince people a product is young and cool, even though it's not actually.
Okay,
like,
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Mission accomplished.
Basically, like, this is a big decision. This is you saying,
it is.
I am not in my late 30s. It's you coming to television with a full rebound. Mm. Oh, God. Here it goes.
There it is. See, now it's the shirt makes more sense.
You see, all the conversation stopped when I went from business to party mode. You can't focus anymore. Mode. See what happened? Party mode got you.
No, that shirt is the guy who is asking everyone, where's the after party? But nobody is telling him. That's what that shirt is.
All day tomorrow, March Madness.
Yeah, I am super in on this. I love March Madness. I love what happens every time this time of year comes around, except for last year when it didn't come around because of, you know, that thing Nina made a very bad joke about. But instead, we have a video to show you. I don't know what it is. Let's watch. Yeah. Oh. Wait, is that the wrong video?
Wait.
There's another. This is release the Torre cut. Release the Torre cut. This is.
What is this from?
This is a year ago.
That was a good move by me, I gotta say.
Oh, finished it with the no look.
Yeah. The part where I threw the ball behind my back over my head to outwit the former NFL defensive back, I thought was a defensible move. Dominique, are you intrigued?
I am not intrigued by that video or the NCAA playoffs this year or tournament. I think that it feels like what happened to college basketball is the same thing that happened to Pablo when he started talking trash to me. It's like we were fine. Everything was okay. But then you
it
try
was
to
21-21, Dominique. We were tied. People keep erasing that fact from history. Me and the pro athlete both got to 21 in a game of 21. There are other videos that make me look more athletic than that. Mina.
I'm still here, guys, and I am not intrigued. That is maybe the saddest mixtape ever created. Like, I pity the HQ producer who had to cut that, and even putting jazzy music over it couldn't make you two seem athletic.
Yeah,
that is the worst thing we've shown on this show, and we showed a bear pursuing a man
in
Russia. That was more.
Well, I don't know how the editing's gonna go, but you told a joke earlier today in this episode that is by far, if that makes it on,
that's not making it on.
My lack of athleticism, my deteriorated athleticism, is number two worst thing that's been on today.
My lawyers will be in touch if that makes it on the show. I don't have a lawyer.
Oh, hey, audience, that was highly questionable. We're done. We're off tomorrow because of the NCAA playoff, as Dominique Foxworth called it. So catch us on our respective platforms doing stuff. Can you play the other video, though? Can we do that?
No.
The other video?
What video?
Video of me doing cool stuff.
No, that doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
No!
Man, I used to be able to jump. That's so sad.
Is this, like, slowed down? Did the producers, like, make slow-mo? This in slow motion? Yeah.
Hold on, the clap. See, the clap is good defense. When you clap with both hands in front of the guy. Okay, the one hand part I actually am noticing for the first time. That's disrespectful. So is me just waving.
I mean, a no look is the best part. Just... I enjoy finishing on a no look.